Welcome back to Paul Laird Field. 7-0 Southwestern leading Southeastern after a very quick scoring drive. It was 8 plays, 80 yards, only took 3:32 off the clock for Southwestern. And they were able to cap it off with the 14-yard touchdown pass to the All-American Ryan Corbin. That's not really what Southeastern wanted to start this game with, Jim.
Yeah, Southeastern, the opportunity there, missed the field goal after the great kickoff return, and time for an answer here.
Well, Chance Grayson had a marvelous kick return last time from about his own 12 all the way to the 27-yard line on the other side of the field. Grayson and Larrell Johnson go back deep for the Southeastern Savage Storm as the drizzle starts to fall here again and the umbrellas pop up in the stands. The left-footed kicker, again, short to the right-hand side, received by an upman, Jones Dickerson at the 20, cuts to the middle of the field, and he's dropped at about the 32-yard line. So a good 12-yard return there, and pretty good field position here for Southeastern to start this drive at about the 37.
Able to get a first down, first possession after the long kickoff return. Let's see if Southeastern can establish that running game and get things turned around here early.
Well, Devlin Wortham did run the ball a couple of times on that first go-round. He had 2 carries for 20 yards. He'll come out. Rather, Nelson Akinwande, the freshman, will go out and stand with Siosin. 4 receivers on first and 10 from the 38. Screen to the right, dropped by Farmer. It was almost a backwards pass, but quickly on the far side of the field, the line judge signals incomplete. Speaking of our referees, Marty Askins is the head official. The umpire is Glenn Williams. Line judge is Jason Harrison. Head linesman Skip Whitmire. Back judge is Rock Holland. The field judge is Daryl Rowland. And Sean Hook is the side judge. On second and 10, they hand it to Akinwande. Smash route to the left-hand side, and he is swallowed at the line of scrimmage. Boy, Southwestern defensively is flying to the football, and that time the biggest hit came from the fourth leading tackler in the conference, senior linebacker Ryan Feller.
Yeah, Tyler George was there as well, the sophomore from Altus. Remember seeing him about 3 years ago when Durant played Altus down in Southwest Oklahoma.
Third down and 9, and Ladarius Abrams checks into the ballgame at tailback. First action he has seen since the Texas A&M Commerce game here 2 weeks ago. 4 receivers set. It's Foster, Farmer, Grayson, and Gale on the field for Southeastern. Soft coverage either way. Fake handoff. Siosin looking to throw. Let's it go. Deep down the right side. A flag is thrown. The pass falls incomplete at the 35. Grayson was in the area of the reception. And asking for some clarification on the far side was Cliff Nagasiba, the rover, who was in coverage and will likely here be a victim of a penalty.
Yeah, Nagasiba that time. He didn't turn around in time, and he was face guarding the official, the receiver, and the official threw the flag. It's going to be a first down, I'm sure.
It was a big penalty potentially on 3rd and 9 as we still await the call from Marty Askins. It is defensive pass interference, so Southeastern picks up a big first down early in the game. 4-2-5 defense for what they affectionately call themselves as SWOSU, S-W-O-S-U. The defensive line, Jim O'Brien and Stanley Kulu are the ends. Jacoby Robinson, Devin Benton are the tackles. Cliff Nagasiba is the rover. Ryan Feller and Kale Sawatsky are the linebackers. 1st and 10 from the Southwestern 46. Siosin looking to throw. Fires over the middle. It's caught at the 30. A leaping catch by Foster. He looks to get to the outside. Spins to the 25. And as they rip for the football, he's thrown out of bounds on the near side at the 25-yard line for a 21-yard pickup.
Fantastic catch by Foster. And then he spun and picked up 3 or 4 more yards. Storm on the move here as they approach that Red River Ford red zone. Not quite there yet.
Anthony Foster, 3rd in the conference with 103 yards per game receiving. He is 2nd in the GAC with just over 7 catches per ball game. He finds himself 2nd to his teammate Kamen Farmer, who is really in his first season for Southeastern. Farmer lines up in the slot on the right. Here's a handoff up the middle. Ladarius Abrams cuts back to the right, now scoots around 2 tackles, and he's dropped inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line, a pickup of 6 yards on 1st and 10. Brings up 2nd and 4 inside the Red River Ford red zone. There's a reason why more people are choosing to buy at Red River Ford and Durant. You'll be glad you did.
Abrams, 70 yards last year versus Southwestern. He might be a factor. Good to see him back in the lineup.
8:05 to go, 7-0, Southeastern trailing, trying to answer their opponent's touchdown. A handoff to Akinwande over the right tackle, and he barrels his way down to the 10, where he is stopped defensively by a couple of different guys, but Cliff Nagasiba was the first to hit him. Well, Southwestern, a very athletic defense. They're 3rd in the conference in rush defense. but they are not a good pass defense. They really fly to the football well. They're a tough team to run against. Southeastern trying to establish that ground attack here early today. They have not allowed a team to run for 100 yards against them as a team since week one. First and goal from the 10, Siosen hands it off again. Left side, Ekinwande with a good cutback, and he gets his way down to the 6, right on the left hash mark where Ryan Feller was there to stop him.
6 plays on this drive right now, 50-plus yards. Southeastern needed to get the points on this one after really letting the Bulldogs off the hook in that first possession.
Well, they had excellent field position in both drives so far to start the drive. Second and goal from the 7. A handoff to the left. Ekinwande puts his head down, and he's across the goal line for a score. 7-6. Pending an extra point, the ball game will be tied as Southeastern was able to answer the Southwestern touchdown.
And the nice catch by Foster Key in that drive. That set Southeastern up in good field position.
That and the pass interference call right on third down that extended it.
True.
So the Southeastern Oklahoma State offense with some pretty ecstatic linemen, namely Greg Lunsford on the near side, trying to get guys jazzed up. Adrian Adams with a good push on that touchdown run for Ekinwande as well. That's 3 straight weeks the freshman has put it in the end zone. The Chris Peoples extra point is up and good, and we're tied at 7. 7:03 to go in the first quarter. These two teams look like they're going to be high-potent offenses here today. Timeout from Southeastern Oklahoma State. We return in a moment on 106.3 KLBC. Southeastern Oklahoma State goes up the field, 7 plays, 62 yards. And with that touchdown, is able to knot this ball game up at 7 apiece. If you join us late, I'm Brendan Gulick, Jim Reagan along with me. Friday night, college football here, Division II action between two in-state rivals in the Great American Conference who, after Southeastern broke a 4-game losing streak last week with a 31-14 win over Southern Nazarene, they're looking for their first winning streak of the season.
They had a big win for Southeastern here with a trip to Alva next week. That play drives 7 plays in 62 yards.
Terrence Franklin, Tevrick Boyd back deep for the kickoff here, which is on the near sideline, chased by Franklin, who left the game early with an injury. Apparently he's back. He's at the 15, working toward the middle, and he is stopped at the 15-yard line. Good coverage on the Southeastern side of things as Thomas Curry, the sophomore defensive back, who previously played at Tarleton State, he comes in to make the stop. And Southwestern will have the football deep in their own territory.
Southeastern defense pushed around pretty much in that first drive. 8 plays, 80 yards.
We've mentioned a lot of those guys who are in the starting lineup, but we didn't get to the defensive backs. The starting cornerbacks today, Raheem Wilson and Donnie Hamilton. Jacoby Crowley is the rover. Chad Tucker, Greg Jackson are the safeties. I formation, sort of a pro-style look here on 1st and 10 from officially the 16-yard line. The tight end Corbin motions to the strong side on the left. Ball's on the right hash mark. They pitch it left side. D.C. Walker tripped up in the backfield and stopped for a 1-yard loss by Kobe Ragsdale.
Ragsdale got the arm up, just kind of whipped him down there. Good thing, pretty good hole on the left side.
Well, this is an offense for the Bulldogs that throws a lot of different looks at you. They'll spread it out. They'll line it up and try to run it down your throat. But at the end of the day, their numbers really aren't overpowering. But here comes Ryan Corbin, the tight end, again, out wide to the left now as a wide receiver.
He's kind of overpowering if you look at him.
He sure is. They throw it to him on a slant route. He catches the ball at the 20. His forward progress takes him to the 23, where Donnie Hamilton and Russell Hurst are able to tackle him. 7-7 to score, 6:14 to go in the first quarter. This is the second possession of the ball game for Southwestern, who after a chip shot missed field goal from Southwestern went 80 yards down the field in only 8 plays in 3 minutes to take the early lead. It's 3rd down and 4. They've got to get to the 26 to move the chains. Castiglione, a motion man. They toss it to the left again. Walker looking for the edge. He's got it close to the first down. Spins his way past the sticks. And they will move as he stopped up near the 28 or 29-yard line by Simeon Stevenson.
Bounced off a Southeastern tackler in the flat over there and picked up first down yardage on his own.
Well, certainly Walker and Hodge are pretty decent duo at running back, but neither one of them are overpowering. They should see pretty even carries if history serves us right. 1st and 10 from the 29, 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. We're knotted at 7 in an I formation. Now Corbin, the tight end, goes to the left-hand side. This time a handoff goes right up the middle over the center to Walker, and the defense for Southeastern swarms to him and stuffs him for only a 2-yard pickup. Simeon Stevenson and second-string linebacker Ladarius Sanders in on the stop.
Kind of a late-arriving crowd. Crowd starting to build here on the home side. Hardy contingent of folks from Weatherford. It's a pretty good drive out from western Oklahoma.
Late rain has stopped for at least the moment. Under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. In the shotgun now goes Stenta, who is really at his best when he's mobile, but he has not really tried to throw the ball anywhere outside the pocket yet in this one. Second down and seven. He looks to the left. A quick throw to Corbin. It's caught at the 35, and Chad Tucker drives him out. We'll see if his forward progress is up to the 36. I think it will be. That should set up a third down and three.
Tucker able to push him out of bounds. You'd like to have one, two, maybe at least two or three people on Corbin when he catches it. It's tough for one guy to bring him down.
Ryan Corbin has a 59-yard catch this season. That's his long, but he is much more effective in the short passing game. Third and three from the left hash of their own 36. The Bulldogs going left to right in the opening quarter. Southeastern with a big third down opportunity. The quick slant is thrown and caught to the right side. Brad Smithy with his first catch. It'll move the chains as he caught the ball just before it hit the turf, right over the middle of the field at the 43.
Yes, and you had success with that pass over the middle of the field. Southwestern probably watched that game tape there, and that was a nice catch on a low and pass in front of the receiver.
MJ Porter, Brian Robinson, the targets to the left. Corbin, the tight end on the right-hand side, another I formation look. Now they shift Corbin to the left. First and 10 from their own 44, a handoff up the middle. It's taken by Walker. He bounces off one tackle, but can't do any more as he gets near the 49 on his own side of the field, where his forward progress was stopped. He never actually was tackled, but Southeastern certainly met him there. Good run, about 5 yards. Will bring up second down and five with now 3:26 to go in the opening quarter. Still knotted at seven on Southwestern's second drive.
Pretty big front offensively, 275, 295, 85, 323, and 280. Yikes.
Derek Shelton, the left tackle, the captain of that offensive line. No seniors on the line as D.C. Walker takes another handoff to the left, crosses midfield, picks up 2.5 yards to bring up third down and, well, either a short three or a long two, depending on how you look at it. Derek Shelton, Mack Cannon, Nathan Butler, Landon Carson, and Colton Klein are the offensive linemen for the Southwestern Oklahoma State Bulldogs, who've dropped two games in a row after a 3-1 start.
Methodical drive right now for the Bulldogs.
Trips bunch to the right as they just crossed midfield. They need 2.5 yards for a first down. Stenna looks to the right. Lots of time. He flushes out to the left, throws on the run, and it's over the reach of MJ Porter down near the 25. The back judge threw his hat out of bounds on the ground to signal that Porter went out of bounds voluntarily, so he would not have been able to catch the ball without reestablishing himself in the field anyways. That'll bring a fourth down and three, and it's kind of an interesting situation here, Jim. We'll see if they punt it away.
Stenna was looking for the tight end Corbin, who was covered, so he had to freelance a little bit. Good coverage with the Southeastern secondary.
This Bulldogs offense has seemed pretty aggressive. They've got 10 seconds to get a playoff here. They're still lining up as they look like they're going to go for it. Four receiver set, four on the play clock with 2:30 on the game clock. They get the playoff in time, and Dustin Stenta punts it down the field, a pooch kick. It's going to bounce at the 15 and roll to the sideline. You couldn't have drawn that up any better. Dustin Stenta just pulled one out of the hat that you did not expect from the Southeastern sideline, and the Savage Storm come back on the field with the football on their own 15.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Could have got it down inside the 10 or the 5-yard line, but Southwestern kind of in that no-man land there, and they went and just got rid of it.
He kicked that ball, and his leg almost hit his left guard as he followed through. He was that close to the line. Well, as we mentioned earlier, in the kick return, Terrence Franklin, he was hurt as a safety early in the game. He obviously is back now. On first and 10, they hand the ball off. Southeastern does up the middle. That one's a handoff to Devlin Wortham. He's tackled at the 30 by about seven different Bulldogs.
We've seen three running backs already for Southeastern. What a luxury that is for Ray Richards.
Ray Richards said he would really like to just use two of them, but it's hard to pick two at this point. As Abrams comes out, they empty the backfield with a four wide receiver set. Second and five from the 20. Seelson with a hard count, fires it to the left. Gale catches it the 24-yard line, and his forward progress has a first down up to the 28, where he's stopped in the backfield defensively there by No Kapulu.
Gale tried to go through the two defenders, but he knew where the stick was and got the first down easily.
Southeastern moves the chains here offensively for the first time in this drive. 1:44 to go in the first quarter. We're knotted at 7. One target either direction. Farmers a slot back to the right. Siosin takes the snap, rolls right, throws low. It's caught by Tyler Sweat, the tight end, near the numbers at the 32. And he rolls toward the out-of-bounds line where he is tackled for a short pickup on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Been a rapidly played first quarter, just a minute 32 to go. Score tied 7-7.
A very rapidly played first quarter. A lot of running game from either team. 90 seconds remaining in this opening frame. Sweat motions left to right, the tight end. Now he'll be the lead blocker as Ladarius Abrams cuts back toward the middle of the field. Bounces off 3 tackles up to the 40, and he's got a first down with a very well-carried 7 yards. Good hard contact.
Yeah, Abrams was headed towards the right. He saw that the pressure, a blitz, was coming from the right, so he then went back left and picked up yardage, got the first down.
Just over a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Knotted at 7 apiece, each team, with a touchdown here early in the ball game. Siosin with 1 running back and 4 receivers. Throws quickly to the right. Coming back to catch the ball is Foster at the 45. He makes the catch near the 40 and runs to the 45 over the middle of the field where he's tackled for a pickup of 5 yards. That's just a design bubble screen. They brought him back toward the quarterback.
Yeah, that umpire was standing right there almost with his back to the play, and I'm thinking, no fear. No fear.
He was holding his ground, no doubt.
Yeah.
2nd and 4. Siosin running a quick offense here with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hand off to Abrams up the middle with good push. He's up for about a 4-yard pickup. Good stop on the play defensively by Kale Sawatsky, the linebacker. That might be the last play of the first quarter with under 20 seconds to go. So Southeastern might line up, and they'll have to see if they like the look. It's 3rd down and less than a yard. Midfield is the first down marker. The ball is inside the 49, close to midfield. And as the Savage Storm slowly walk off the field toward the near sideline, the first quarter comes to a close. So the Savage Storm let an early opportunity on the field goal slip by. They couldn't convert, but after giving up a touchdown, they answered right back with one of their own. And at the end of one quarter, we're tied at 7 at Paul Laird Field on a Friday night for some Division II football. We return with the second quarter after this timeout on 106.3 KLBC. It's a crucial 3rd down play here to start the second quarter. Southeastern needs about half the length of the football to convert. They're right prior to midfield. Southeastern is going to sneak up the middle. Siosin crosses midfield, and he'll move the chains on a quarterback keeper. That was just a quick snap at the line of scrimmage. A
couple of quick Texas Star Bank stats. 1st down, 6 each for both teams. Total yards, 115 Southeastern and 103 for Southwestern. Here come the Storm to the line of scrimmage.
They now move left to right here in the second quarter, just on the other side of midfield. Quick throw to the left-hand side. It's a screen to Taquario Combs. He picks up 3 yards down to the 46. Some whistles blowing a little bit extra after the play was over. Combs running off the field, a little extra contact, but nothing too crazy as Terrence Franklin made the stop.
About a nice 4-yard pickup.
2nd down and a long 6. Chance Grayson stays off the field after initially coming on. 2 tight ends, 2 receivers, and a pistol look. They hand it up the middle. Abrams with some space. He's at the 30. Ran right through the defense. A foot race inside the 5 to the left pylon. He's in. Touchdown Southeastern on a 45-yard run by Ladarius Abrams.
Once he got past the line of scrimmage, it was a foot race, and he went across the tape first.
He stepped out of a tackle that was just in the second level of the defense. Well, if you had any second thoughts as to whether or not that quad bruise was still bothering Abrams, think again, because the explosiveness was certainly there on the long touchdown run. No Kapulu, just a little bit late getting off the field. He seems okay, maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. But with 14:06 to go in the second quarter, Southeastern at home has taken a 13-7 lead, and Chris Peoples and company come on for the extra point. Peoples has not missed an extra point this season. The snap is back. Ball is down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-7. Southeastern leads it after the 45-yard touchdown scamper from Ladarius Abrams early in the second quarter.